Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Reuters, the Associated Press, the United Nations itself are all reporting what we already told you years ago and weeks ago. The United States under Obama built dozens of level 3 and level 4 bioweapon labs studying race-specific bioweapons to kill Slavic people and others at the labs in Ukraine and other areas. There's the original 2005 article with Obama massively increasing the funding with a bill he put through the Senate. Tomorrow's news today, they are certainly trying to spin all this, but I've gotten sent by a lot of people articles and reports going, hey, look, they're creating a financial reset right now off of COVID-19. And I've been sent some of the quotes by Edward Dowd, who was on with us yesterday, and did a great job breaking it down as well. But I thought, and he did that in May of 2020, but I thought I'd tell you where the original analysis of this came from, and that's InfoWars and Greg Reese. So here is that original report from 2 years ago in March.
In 1816, the gold standard, an economic unit of account based on a fixed quantity of gold, was officially adopted, and the world reserve currency became the British pound sterling. In 1914, after World War I, nations attempted to revive the gold standard, but it collapsed during the Great Depression. Also in 1914, the Federal Reserve Bank, a private company, was born. After Britain was devastated by World War II, they were no longer a superpower, and so the global reserve currency needed to be reset. In 1944, at the Bretton Woods Conference, the U.S. dollar became the new global reserve currency. This established America as the dominant power in the world economy, giving America the sole ability to print dollars. The rest of the world would need to trade their own currency against the U.S. dollar in order to balance exchange rates, keeping the international economy vibrant and fluid. But by the 1960s, the United States had printed more USD than their gold reserves could cover. And by 1970, a growing American trade deficit was undermining the value of the dollar. On August 15, 1971, President Richard Nixon brought an end to the gold standard. Federal Reserve notes, a fiat currency backed by debt rather than gold, became the new standard. This is basically no different than an IOU. As one would expect, right after President Nixon gave his speech, inflation began to rise and America's biggest export became debt. The creation of the petrodollar gave the U.S. even more sway over world economies, and today the international debt has become untenable. And many are saying another global currency reset is needed. Historically, the gold standard has been the most stable economy we have known, but gold can be manipulated and disruptive as well. Some are suggesting that cryptocurrency could be the solution. Crypto is run by an algorithm and can be designed to meet specific needs. The global currency needs to have fluid supply, and the limited gold supply failed to keep up with economic growth. A sovereign free, algorithm-based alternative could potentially be more stable. China is almost ready to launch their own cryptocurrency, DCEP, short for Digital Currency Electronic Payments. DCEP is government-controlled and fully centralized. So far, it appears to be a digital version of fiat paper money. The Federal Reserve Bank is developing their own crypto called Fedcoin. The coronavirus pandemic seems to be the perfect storm for a global currency reset. The amount of money printing involved in holding up failing economies as quarantines and shutdowns take place will be unprecedented. And all this does is weaken the U.S. dollar even more. And when the U.S. dollar falls, it will be replaced by something. The question is, which way will it go? This is Greg Reese for Info.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gentlemen, emergency broadcast. Globalists preparing to launch chemical, biological, radiological attacks in Ukraine as pretext to initiate Armageddon. Watch live. You don't believe in the Bible? You don't believe in Revelation? Okay, that's your right. But even if you see it as an act of fiction, a work of fiction, many times folks take works of fiction and use them as inspiration to actually do the real thing. So either way you slice it, no matter what angle you look at it, the world is on the verge of mass death on scales never before seen. And we have a delusional Joe Biden, I have the video right here, saying they're going to win the midterms and that the Democrats have done an excellent job, which they have, of destroying the country. And then I've got this clip of Lindsey Graham saying you can't admire Joe Biden as a person. You've got a problem and you need to do some self-evaluation, because what's not to like? He's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics. He is as good a man as God ever created. That is the delusional level of these creatures. Now, obviously, we're going to get to the big news, and there's a lot of it, but the fact that the UN came out and said, yeah, we told, because we're the boss, we told Ukraine to destroy their bioweapon labs before it fell in the hands of the Russians. You mean to get rid of the evidence of what you were creating? And you see, I don't need to know if the UN told the truth there, because we literally have covered on air the last few weeks hundreds of mainstream news articles from years ago and the legislation when they weren't hiding it, that they built these bioweapon labs there inside of Ukraine, just like the West funded the facility in Wuhan, mainly the United States. So I already knew the Russians were telling the truth when they said all this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and we got called Russian agents because we didn't lie to you. I'm an agent of truth. I try to tell the truth. I get things wrong occasionally. I wish I was wrong about the New World Order. I'm not. I wish I was wrong about the Great Reset. I'm not. I wish there wasn't this many evil people running around. There are. There's also a lot of ignorant people, but there's also a lot of good people. But when you look at the type of news I've got today, it's just incredible taken all together. Hospitals around the world, public hospitals, are announcing that people with Ukrainian, Belarusian, or Russian-type Slavic names will be run through databases, and if they find out that you are a Russian or a Belarusian, you will be denied medical care. That is the global social credit score that they've got ready. The UK already says, if we say you're a racist, you don't get health care. That's socialist health care for you. And it gets worse. Facebook has come out. Remember 3 years ago? I wanted to get Paul on today about this, but he's moving, so he couldn't come on. He's coming on Monday. But Paul and I, along with Louis Faircon, of all people, 10 people were listed a couple years ago. It was a big headline. It was the same headline as this. Facebook writes new rules allowing calls for violence against these individuals. And they thought, well, the public accepts it for these 10 people. Paul Watson, Alex Jones, Louis Faircon, and 7 others. Gab McGinnis was another one. If they allow this, then we can do anything we want. So this is all beta testing to get what they want. Well, look at this. Jump on InfoWars.com by Ben Warren. Links right through to Facebook's new rules. Facebook, Instagram to temporarily allow calls for violence against Russians. Well, it is violence at major hospitals, public hospitals, and private facilities as well, to have a database of what nationality somebody is and deny them health care. It's a violation of the Hippocratic Oath, so much more. That's literally Nazi medicine. So, of course, it's going on in Germany. Old dogs don't learn new tricks, do they? Leopards don't change their spots. So here it is, Munich. Major private clinic does not want to treat Russians and Belarusians, and now public hospitals are saying the same. So that's where you are, ladies and gentlemen, and it's incredibly dangerous. Now, Russia's been complaining about these bioweapon labs for about 7-8 years since war broke out there. But I found articles from 2005 and 6 when they said, oh, we're building them there because the Russians haven't complained. Of course, Americans complained about having level 4 labs here. It was a big scandal in 2015. They were moved out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and the University of Texas at Galveston. And Baylor Medical Center, all three had a big scandal because they were handling airborne, weaponized bird flu mixed with coronavirus. You may have heard of it lately. It's called COVID-19, which is confirmed to be made in a lab in Chapel Hill and then shipped to Wuhan. On record, it's all out. It's all public now. They just hope you just move on to the Russia war and forget about all that. Is what they're hoping every waking second. So this is a pretty big deal, isn't it? Well, guess who we got coming on in the third hour? It's a surprise guest, and I'll tell you about it next segment. But it's a big deal when it comes to COVID, and it's a big guest we haven't had on yet, and so that's going to be happening. So look for us to be laying all of that out for you. And then I'm going to get to these clips as well of Psaki and CNN and the incredible arrogance and Jesse Smollett. Sentenced after he was found guilty yesterday. He was found guilty a few weeks ago, but he was sentenced yesterday to 150 days in jail. And, of course, he screamed, I am innocent. Don't let them kill me in jail. You know, I'm not going to commit suicide. And now he gets to go spend 150 days in the Chicago jail, which he's not going to like because I don't think he's even gay. He's a guy that just everything about him is fake. He says he's gay so that he can then, you know, be cool in Hollywood and the rest of it. Everything about this man is fake because he is a cousin of Kamala Harris, the clueless one. And so you got to kind of feel sorry for really stupid, empty people because they just take on affectations. They're actors. They take on the behavior of other people they've watched and things they've seen. They're a mile wide and a half inch deep. and we project our intelligence onto them at our grave, grave peril. I mean, Kamala Harris is a buffoon as she represents the United States in Europe during this crisis in Ukraine. And we're going to play some of that coming up. I mean, it's such complete crazy level that you'd think that you were visiting a mental hospital. And it's not just certain times. You watch whole speeches and whole press conferences, and she is literally the most disingenuous person, the most, I wouldn't buy ice water from her in the Sahara Desert. I wouldn't buy a coat from her if I was butt naked in the middle of the North Pole. I mean, and this is who they send. What's going on here? Well, it's the incompetence of a degenerating global elite. There is a global control system, and these people have just inherited it. And they're all smoking their own dope, they're believing their own bull, and they're going to blow the planet up if they don't get stopped. Now, the question is how to stop them and not blow the planet up in the process. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Minutes because he's in India right now, and then next week he'll be on for a full hour when he's back to the West. Reiner Fulmich is a German/American lawyer. He knocked it out of the park with his big public hearings or grand jury hearings that were unofficial but had top scientists from around the world and experts, and there was indictments of Bill Gates and the globalist Fauci, Peter Daszak, you name it. And he'll be joining us with updates for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. And then we have several other big guests as well, and Jay Dyer coming up on this Friday broadcast. Next segment, I'm going to get into the biolabs and the total admission of it now and the bizarre, weird way they're trying to spin it and why it's so dangerous, not just for us, but for this delusional ruling class. But let me just hit some of the other news that's going on that's all interconnected. There's some good news. Florida Senate approves bill banning critical race theory gender identity classes, which is the whole thing to make kids hate each other, hate who they are, create racism, and convince children to be sterilized and have parental rights basically taken away. That is a huge story. We're going to be getting to that more because I got a whole stack of how the globalists are going after the children. Wait till you see the latest developments. It's next level. Got some more good news. Tech giants hit with antitrust probes. And then some bad news. We told you this was coming. This was already done in Central America and South America, causing super strains on record. And, of course, it was Bill Gates doing it as usual. This is not a James Bond movie. This is a real James Bond life. And he's a real supervillain. Scientists have released GMO mosquitoes funded by Gates Foundation in California and Florida. Wait till you hear what they do. So that's all coming up. But I want to talk about delusion here. Because it's not just that CNN and ABC News and Republican and Democrat leaders lie to us. When they lie to us, they lie to themselves. Because that puts out into the culture disinformation that causes a breakdown of society long term. But when you think about the haughty, arrogant, chutzpah, bravada filled, hubris domes that they live in, their little dome cities of denial and lies, you realize how much danger the culture and society is. Because one big problem with communist Chinese society is nobody wants to tell their bosses that they're wrong, and nobody wants to tell the underlings that they're wrong, so there's no real accountability, and so you get a lot of disasters and a lot of problems and a lot of corruption. And America's never been perfect, but we have been about accountability and about promoting who actually does the best job, at least more than other countries. That's why we were the place everybody wanted to move. That's why we had more than half the world's wealth and why we had more than half the inventions and everything, because we got out of the way of successful people and let them be successful. But now the bureaucracies that grew up around that don't want the general public to be able to climb the ladder anymore and supplant the old elites. That's what you're supposed to do, is bring in new innovating elites and get rid of the old elites. But invariably in history, you get corrupt, decadent elites that decide to just wage war on the general public because they don't want to be replaced with the free will of the public. And that's the whole globalist plan. So here is Lindsey Graham. If you're a radio listener, you're lucky. You don't have to look at him. But I mean, when you see the face of someone in ecstasy on a complete power trip, being driven around in the back of a black SUV, just drunk on power, drunk, that he's a neocon warmonger, drunk on the fact that he plays footsies with the Democrats. And he's with ecstasy in his eyes talking about Joe Biden being the best person that God ever made. And you look at that, and you look at this guy saying assassinate Putin and let's have a nuclear war and all this, and you see the same weird power trip look in their eyes when they say things like this. So, I'll just say it. Lindsey Graham's obviously a pervert, like all of them. We all know that. But these are a bunch of perverts, folks. These are a bunch of insane people that shouldn't be running a hamburger stand or cleaning your house, much less running the planet. And that's why we're in so much danger. Here he is.
If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? And he's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics.
Is that right?
He is as good a man as God ever created.
He is as good a man as God ever created. He can hardly talk. He says, big deal, so what? You don't mind paying more for gas? It's going to get higher. All they give us is arrogance. Saki is just insufferable. But that's all they've got. It's their own delusion, their own cult that they're deep into. And nobody's in a worse place than people at the top of a cult. Because when it all comes down, they're the ones that are going to go down. Here's a couple other delusional clips. Here's Saki talking about, you know, the fault that, oh, there's commodities are up and the prices are up, not because of globalist devaluation or overprinting of money. No, not QE2 and QE3, QE4, QE5. No, it's Putin. And then here's CNN gaslighting, going, of course it's not Biden's fault. Here it is.
And so to that point, inflation goes up today. The president's statement blames the Putin price hike. Are you guys just going to start blaming Putin for everything until the midterms?
Well, we've seen the price of gas go up at least 75 cents since President Putin lined up troops on the border of Ukraine.
And last month, the statement didn't mention the Putin price hike. It mentioned inflation because of the pandemic. Why is that?
Well, Peter, last 2 years, there was a global pandemic. Everyone who's a global economist have all agreed that that has been the biggest contributor to date of inflation because of the impact on the supply chain.
They all agree.
Obviously, global events impact the global economy, as well as global inflation. And the price hikes as a result that have escalated over the course of time of President Putin's further invasion of the impact on the global IO markets are, of course,
true inflation this month was an increase in gas and energy prices as markets reacted to Putin's aggressive actions. CNN Global Economic Analyst Rana Fruhard joins us now. Rana, great to have you here. Okay, so as you probably know, many politicians act as though it's President Biden who caused inflation and that he can fix this. Can he do something about it?
Well, he can do things at the margins. You know, he can release some of those strategic petroleum reserves, which he's already called for. He can probably try and get bipartisan agreement for more drilling. That's something that's on the table. But
all right, let's stop there. He killed all the permits and killed the Keystone Pipeline. And they're the ones that put the sanctions on the Russian oil. So he directly did all of the things, and the private Federal Reserve and the monetary policy that triggered all of this. The globalists that run the U.S. government are responsible for about 70% of the problem, the Chinese the rest. Everybody knows that. Any real economists say that. But they go, oh, no, all the economists agree. It's all Vladimir Putin's fault. Yeah, right.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I will tell listeners that you definitely do not want to miss any of next week's shows. I'm going to leave it at that. You notice interview with President Trump. With the great folks over at Full Sin. I've been a fan of them for 5-6 years. Got 5 million views in about 5 hours and was trending to get 100 million views. And so they killed it on YouTube, an interview with the president. And they did it because he said he's not for Russia invading Ukraine and he threatened to nuke Russia if Putin did it, which is now on record. So they don't want you hearing from him. But we have archived it as of last night, banned by YouTube, full interview by the Full Send podcast folks right there. And so I'm just going to tell you this. We got some as big interviews as you can get next week. All right. And I don't like to jinx stuff before you get a fish in the boat. But it's going to be a big week next week. And I got to go on the road to do it. And so look for that stuff out Tuesday or Wednesday. Because it's going to be taped. I know a lot of other stuff I can't tell you. Not just about interviews, but there are big movements taking place. A lot of stuff going on. Let's just say this. Humanity goes to sleep and lets tyrants take over for a while. But then once humanity starts getting messed with, people that want to be left alone get involved. And then the New World Order's got a big problem on their hands. The just leave me alone crowd is now coming out of their doghouses. And the New World Order had really better get ready for some problems. Their incompetent asses had reached the end of the road. And if they would just leave us alone and let us be productive, they could run around and keep their stolen wealth. Because I understand it's very dangerous to actually punish these people. They'll blow the world up to stop us from doing it. So just like they let Napoleon go the first time and said, now you just go live on this island with a thousand of your soldiers and promise not to invade anybody again, and we'll let you have your own island. Then, of course, he came back again and took over the rest of Europe one more time. So the next time, they basically locked his ass up and said, now you can have 20 soldiers, or whatever it was. And you can't leave this castle. Used to, you had the whole island. Now you can't leave the castle. And I just, these people just have to stop. They just have to stop. But they're so competitive, they don't want anybody else to even have a shot at competing, and they create stagnation, and they put a bunch of idiots in charge, so they're not worried about them trying to overthrow the globalist. They say that's one of the problems with Putin is he's really afraid of charismatic, really powerful people under him, right under him, because he thinks they might engage in a coup d'etat. That's a very Stalinistic trait. But when you see that Stalinistic trait in Putin, you should really know that it's a lot more extreme in Western elites right now. So everything we can see with the corruption and the disease of entropy in Russia, well, we've got a much nastier case of it over here. Because we were way more powerful and way more arrogant. And that leads me to this information. Now, I don't want to just get up here and do a victory lap and say, see, we told you years ago about the bioweapon labs, and we told you months ago about the Ukraine labs, and we did special reports on it 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago and a week ago, and we specifically said, here's where they admittedly say they destroyed what's in the labs in the Ukrainian newspapers. It's not like we're that smart. I mean, the stuff's there. Was it Russian propaganda? The Ukrainians are, 2 weeks ago, we've destroyed the labs so the Russians don't get it. And then we hear, oh, the Russians have blown the labs up. They're going to release it. And then we hear, oh, the Russians are going to release chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals. And they've blown up one, no, two, three, four, five, six, seven nuclear reactors. None of it was true. And you look at everything Zelensky does. He's trying to get a no-fly zone. He's trying to get aircraft and weapons in there from the West. He's trying to suck us into a big, fat war. Got Victoria Nuland running around. And so after Nuland knew that, okay, it's all over the foreign news, the UN is, coming out admitting it. And, of course, there's news articles by the hundreds going back to 2005. And before that, when Obama was a senator, he was getting money in to take over the old Russian bioweapon labs and expand them. I mean, that's in the Wall Street Journal. That's in the New York Times. That's in the Washington Post. And I showed you the articles the last few weeks here on air. So we know exactly what went on. Because back then, they were hiding in plain view what they were doing. And so here's the larger issue. What does it mean that for 3 weeks we've been told that anybody saying there's biolabs in Ukraine is a liar? I mean, the biolabs are there, just like nuclear reactors are there. Just like seaports are there, just like electrical grids are there, just like people are there, and cars are there, and weapons are there, and food is there, and cows are there. We're like, they are there. I kind of know the Statue of Liberty's there. I've been there. I've seen it. Plus, I've read about it on maps, and you've seen it, and I've seen it. I mean, it's like talking about Times Square in New York exists. They go, oh, that's disinformation. Times Square doesn't exist. Have you ever personally been there? Well, no. Some people haven't been there. I've been there many times. Okay, well, then shut your mouth. CNN says Times Square does not exist. They're not literally saying that, but figuratively, that's how big the gaslighting has gotten. So this is much bigger than these bio labs. Why would they come out in the last 3 weeks and say there are no labs, there are no Ukrainian labs, there are no U.S. labs, there are no labs? Why would you do that knowing you're going to get discredited, knowing you're going to be caught in it, and instead of just saying, oh, yeah, we had some safety research labs, no big deal, the Russians are exaggerating, but instead, no, those don't exist. Alex Jones is a liar. Tucker Carlson's a traitor. Blah, blah, blah. Knowing the whole time it was in plain view. And you ask, why would they do that? And it's because the globalists are very lazy. All their minions do now is deny everything we say. Anything Alex Jones says, they say the opposite. Anything Joe Rogan says, they say the opposite. Anything Tucker Carlson says, they say the opposite. And you look at who's running things. Old, smart, evil elites took over America and Europe and have been in charge the last 100 years. Okay, but they've all died, folks. The David Rockefellers are gone. That guy worked 18 hours a day, was super cunning and smart, and built this whole world government we're seeing. It was handed to him by Cecil Rhodes operatives, British intelligence. I mean, when he was in high school, he was a OSS spy in, you know, traveling the world. I mean, real secret agent. David Rockefeller was very evil, but a badass. Had like 6-7 heart transplants, died at 100 years old. Kamala Harris, you know, if there's an evil smart point in the universe, Kamala Harris is the dumb evil part on the other side of it. And Joe Biden and all of them, Joe Biden, and these are just sycophants that do whatever they're told. And so Biden's always been weird and stupid, but a good BSer. And then now he gets another sycophant under him. And it just gets worse and worse. Can you imagine the type of people that work for Kamala Harris? But she's had most of her crew quit over and over and over again because they say she's literally retarded. She literally doesn't know anything. She's a woman who gave blowjobs in the DA office to get to the head DA job and blackmail people. She's a prostitute, and I'm not against prostitutes. I'm not saying there aren't smart women that know how to get blowjobs, but that's it. She knows how to do that, and that's what she does. She sells America out, but she's not a whore anymore. She's graduated on to a pimp, and she's pimping all of us out, and she's going to kill us all.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Building this cashless society world government grid to monitor and track and control everything we do. And for decades they prepared this operation, so we were able to tell you they were getting it ready. It's not like we were imagining it and then we just guessed the right thing. It was being built right there in front of us. And now it's here. The Economist, owned by the Rothschilds. Literally, look it up. Get ready for a world currency. And it's in every newspaper and every major site. It's the answer of what's about to happen. Because look, the money is burning. The money is burning. Because the central banks devalued it. And they're destroying your savings, destroying your future. But they'll offer you a new global digital currency that's programmable. That'll tell you what you can buy and what you can do. That's from the Bank of England. Also the Rothschild Bank. And they spin it like, oh, we're sad about the poor. We're sad about the income separation out there. You know, just 10 years ago, the top 1% had half the wealth. And now they've got 80%. But it's not the top 1%. It's the top one-tenth of one-tenth of percent who's waging war on the other 1% that actually has some wealth, but they don't want us to have it. $200,000-something a year, you're in the 1%. You make $250,000 a year, you're in the 1%. Are you like Bill Gates, who tax-free makes $50 million a year or whatever? No. So again, that's how all this is working. And in 1815, the Rothschilds caused a run on the Bank of England and a run on the stock exchange, saying that Napoleon had won the war. Look it up. It's a historical fact. When Napoleon had won the war, They reported that Lord Wellington had been defeated and the giant British Austrian army destroyed. And he sat there and watched everybody sell, because they put the news out once they knew that Napoleon had been defeated. And they bought up the entire stock market for 99% off at least. He took over the British Empire right at the moment the British Empire was global supreme and had just defeated Napoleon Bonaparte at the Battle of Waterloo. And by disinfo, and by a scam, and by having carrier pigeons from the inland to the coast with the message that Lord Wellington, armies destroyed, Austrian armies destroyed, British armies destroyed, Napoleon victorious, it's put on a corvette, fast ship, zips across the channel, right on time, comes in the opening bell in the morning, at the London Stock Exchange that my ancestor invented, a little interesting fact, Gresham, and took over the British Empire. And we are still dealing with that today. The British Empire is the New World Order. The British Empire is the whole thing, the tentacles, the whole deal. It's not the British that do it. They paid for it. But it's that creature. So when you watch a James Bond movie, you need to understand that James Bond doesn't even understand that Spectre is his boss and works for the Crown, and that he thinks he's battling Spectre, but he's not. They're producing full spectrum dominance, where you control the opposition and you control the supposed response to it. And Cecil Rhodes wrote books on that. And he didn't invent this. They just codified it into a plan. And now it's not a British Empire that wants to spread Christianity and prosperity. No, it's a British Empire that wants to spread world government, transhumanism, and depopulating humanity. Now there's Ian Fleming. So, look, I don't want to be on this ride. I don't want to be under people's control. You've got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 generations of Rothschilds that have been the richest people in the world, completely insane. Most photos they pose with are with demons and devils. And they're behind all this different crap with the Rockefellers and the rest of them. And I'm just tired of them cooking up viruses and funding terror groups and all of it. Just, you know, you're not going to get away with killing everybody. Folks are going to know it's you. And they're going to know it's your Great Reset. And we know what you're up to. And you just better damn well stop it. But when you get inbred trillionaires, folks, they just can't help it. It excites them to watch us die. And then have the headlines, oh, the Rothschilds. Oh, they love us so much. Yeah, there's Lord Rothschild with the high priestess of Aleister Crowleyism, Abramovich, in front of a painting. What's the title? I'm going from memory. Show the top of the painting. Lucifer Rising or Lucifer Triumphant? I forget. What's the name? You know, memories fail. Well, there's old Lucifer there for you. Looks like he's got a plan for some folks there. And of course, that was painted before Hitler was even around, that famous painting. You know what this is right here, right? In the occult, where Lucifer's holding his hand up right here. You ever notice Hitler, when he was being hailed and worshipped, he was holding the power and the will of the people in a torch of victory. So this is that's elusive. Everybody thinks like this is satanic. No, this is an old Italian thing to ward off evil. Now, rock and rollers picked it up later and tried to make this out of evil, which is hilarious. This wards off evil. Let me show everybody. And, of course, the fake Christians out there that don't like me will take a shot and say, look, Jones is showing devil horns on TV. He's with the devil. No, this is a sign of warding off the evil eye. This right here, that's Luciferian right there. When an army is worshiping you and you do that, you are taking on their power and will and then taking control of that army. Satan summoning his legions. That's the name of that one. 1796. Took 2 years to paint that. Okay, my memory failed. There's another one right along those lines, but that's what that is. See? So all these about Satanism and Luciferianism, I will tell you. I've studied it, okay? Instead of the pop culture BS. All right. Look, we have this big lawyer coming on. And then I'm going to get into the bioweapons and what it means. And they're getting ready for a false flag. I mean, I don't put a headline out like the one we put out today. Lightly, that's what I really believe is going on. And we've already seen them do false flags and say that the reactors have been attacked and the Russians are going to release bioweapons from labs that don't exist but do exist. And, oh, they're going to launch a chemical attack and the NATO's got to go in. Just like they try to do with Syria, we're hearing all the same BS and the same playbook. And then you've got the incompetence of Biden and Kamala that just adds to the danger of all of this. World War III emergency broadcast, globalists preparing to launch chemical, biological, radiological attacks in Ukraine as pretext to initiate Armageddon. But let's go back to real satanic salutes here. Okay, and I'm not going to do the Roman salute because they'll say I'm hailing Hitler, but the Romans were the ones that would hail their leaders with the outstretched arm, and Hitler picked that up for Mussolini, who was his role model, Il Duce. But when Hitler does this, or this, that's saying he is spiritually in command of that army. And that's a very Luciferian gesture, all of this. And so people need to know that. Like, when Christians go to church, we do this to God. See, you're giving your praise to God. You're praising and connecting. You're connecting. This is a Christian motion. And the ancients would also worship the sun the same way. But when you're worshiping something, you do this. You put your head down, and you put your hands out, and you're giving it your power. When you do this, you're taking the power. You're holding the power in the chalice. All right, those are real satanic symbols, not this. Now, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to keep this war machine on air against tyranny, we got great products to make it easy to do. And I'm telling you, if you haven't experienced tri-iodine, all good types, with a deeper crystal iodine together, and don't know what it does, it takes a few weeks to kick in. But boy, especially if you're deficient, you're going to really feel kind of sick after 2 weeks for a couple days. And then boom, just exhilaration. We've got X3 ready to ship, 50% off. It will sell out in 5 days at current sales rates. Get yours, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Winter Sun, highest level quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system. Take it under the tongue. Take both under the tongue. It's 50% off. It's going to sell out. By the end of next week, we got a few thousand bottles more of that, so we're going to extend that sale out. Well, it's not extended yet. We never said we're going to stop it. But that sale is going to end Monday or Tuesday. But the X3 has to end on Sunday just because it's going to be on. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get a book. Get a film. Get a T-shirt. Get storable food while you still can. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And I can tell you, all the other major storable food suppliers are 3 to 6 months behind. Did you hear that? Our folks are about to be behind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.